Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Two weeks from today, Christmas, right?
That is
the growing. Yeah, it is, right? Exactly. All right, so ho ho and a ho and a ho ho ho. I'm Doug Steffen, ho ho, and there's Jay Kirshner, and I'm not likely to say ho ho after that because somebody will take it the wrong way. There's always someone who goes, "How dare you refer to her as." No, that's not what we're doing. We're having Christmas here. Boys and girls, it's December 11th. Yep. And today will be the highlight of the week for some of you, right? Every day is different. Maybe, hopefully, every day is a highlight. Every day brings you kindness and goodness and jolliness and whatever. I was looking at the forecast. Because people want to have a white Christmas, Jay. They want to have, and where you are, the lake effect snow in Cleveland makes that more, you know, from sort of Cleveland east through to Buffalo, Erie, Pennsylvania. Those places will have a white snow. Well, if anybody's going to have them, they're going to have, plus the mountains look like they're going to have a lot of snow by Christmas time. But then the rest of the country looks like it's going to be warmer, thanks to La Nina, no, El Nino, excuse me. La is feminine, this is masculine, and so it'll be warmer, and that's good for some. Some people like that better. There's been one heck of a storm that went across the country this weekend. The people who are traveling, my children are here this weekend. My son went back, my daughter's going back today, my son went back yesterday, and they added an hour to the trip from Boston to Los Angeles because they had to go north. I had that experience about 2 months ago where you have to go around a storm and you go up into Canada and come back down again. You know, that's something to be thankful. We have good neighbors, right? Good neighbors. They take good care of us. We take good care of them. There's something to be learned. Wouldn't it be nice if all countries had good neighbors, like the Koreans? Wouldn't it be nice if the North and the South were good neighbors, right? Like in the eastern part of the, well, east, what they call the Eastern Bank, Ukraine. There's a good, I don't know if you follow this, Jay, the Prime series, Jack Ryan. I finally, thanks to the help of my son, figured out how to get back into all the streaming services that I have. And Prime has this. This has been, I think this is, there are four.
Is that the John Krasinski one?
Yeah, very good. Very, very well done. He and Wendell Pierce do very, very, very well together. This is a very intriguing one. The Russians are the bad guys. And it does show you, however, that makes you think about how vulnerable some of those smaller countries are, like a Czechoslovakian intrigue and Ukrainian intrigue and all that stuff. You know, it's tough. So anyway, that's some of you like that kind of entertainment. Here's kind of a good, the kindness, the snow, they have something in common because when they happen, they tend to blanket cover everything. It beautifies everything that it covers, right? Think about it that way. We think about what happens in the snow here, or probably wherever you are, is that it's beautiful when it happens, and then we get a whole, we drive in it, and there are things that, I mean, it gets dirty, right? And it, that people claim when you go down the street, I remember seeing tailpipes spewing things out and make the white snowbanks dirty. Ooh,
it's all gray, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. Then if you have an electric car, there won't be any of that, right? Let's hear it for electric cars. Well, maybe you have a few other problems, but...
Still have the slush and the mud.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of driving, here's a good Christmas story. A young toddler, this is on video, you can find this, just Google UPS driver and this will probably show up. This young, it's really heartwarming. This is the time of year when you see a lot of this stuff. Or maybe maybe this happens all the time, but we don't pay attention to it like we do this time of year. This is a story about a youngster in Connecticut and a UPS driver who, and this was... this is the family's doorbell camera that captures how many people have these things. And there's a good video that you see. Lillian May of Meriden, Connecticut, posted a video that showed her son, Owen, who is just 2 years old, about the same age as my grandson, Jasper, who enthusiastically greets Frank Sims when he delivers his Christmas package to the May household. And during the interaction... As Sims helped the family dog get back inside the garage, you know what happens, you open the door, dog runs out. But if you see this clip that has like hundreds of thousands of likes, Owen can be seen and heard telling Sims, "Thank you." The driver's going back to his truck. Afterwards, Sims tells the toddler, "You're welcome." To which Owen adorably replies, "I love you."
That is so sweet. When you get an unprompted "I love you" from a child, a toddler. Yeah.
Well, okay, so I'll tell you my own story on that one. It is cool. Last night, as Brendan was leaving, he called Sophie, his wife, and his son, Jasper. And so as we were saying goodbye at the end of the conversation, he says to Brendan, "I love you, Dada." And then he says to me, "I love you, Gramps." It was the first time he said Gramps. "I love you, Gramps." Yeah, you know what that does. It makes you melt. And so that story.
So sweet.
You know, as the youngsters get more excited about Christmas, about Santa. And so this youngster apparently just started going to daycare. And the teachers there have been focusing on the different holidays that are happening at this time of year. And this is... The holidays and talking about them and that sort of thing. Even with a two-year-old, you can get them all worked up, all cranked up, so that it's so sweet and genuine. And we all know that moment, right? You think, and when it happens to you, you keep looking at it, or you can hear it over and over again in your mind. It's just, it's great. So, happy. Happy, 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 let's have a happy, happy Christmas. Da, 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 da. All right, so let's see here. Talking about the weather and the snow in, let's see, down in Tennessee where you used to live, Jay. Tornado ripped through there this weekend, killing 6 people, lots of people hurt. This is the people hurt by this tornado. One of the people killed is a child.
Yeah, 2-year-old.
Let's see here.
There were a couple of tornadoes. One that was kind of in southern Kentucky, went through Montgomery County, Clarksville, west of Nashville. And then there was another one that came through just north of Nashville. 3 people died in Clarksville. 3 people died in Madison, which is just north of Nashville. Made its way into Hendersonville, where it just completely flattened so much. There are... at least 6 deaths that have been confirmed, 36 injured, and like over 35,000 that have no power, and really no word of when power is going to go out. There were a lot of incredible videos that were taken from this, from storm chasers and the different cameras that are just set up around the towns and everything that actually caught one of these tornadoes. And as it's going through, I think this one was in Hendersonville or Madison, where... you see those green flashes where it's going and blowing up the circuit breakers, but then there's this massive explosion, and the fire goes up the tornado, and it was almost like this fire tornado for a hot second.
Yeah.
The video is just absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this time of year, as in the spring, as the weather forces come together, they create this kind of weather. And that was the storm I was talking about that was in the Midwest and then came into New England and sort of went in a sharp northeasterly direction. So it kind of missed there was a lot of forecasting done over the weekend that we were going to get a lot of wind, a lot of rain. We didn't really get either because the storm took a different track as often, especially this time going back to El Nino. It's hard to predict things accurately because of the impact of that, of the forces, the wind and jet stream and all that sort of thing. So there will be more thunderstorms and more severe weather down here probably this afternoon and tonight and up into those areas. But when the thunderstorms, when the tornadoes hit the mountains, they pretty much dissipate, don't they, down there? They just kind of go away. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes, other times it's just one of those things like where it might jump and then touch down again, and I don't know if they count that as a new tornado or the same tornado when it's the same cell, the same storm system. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things where I think a lot of people, if you live in an area where you get a lot of tornado watches and a lot of tornado warnings, but you typically don't get tornadoes, I think people don't take it seriously.
Don't take it. Wolf,
and you never know
wolf.
When it's going to be that. Yeah, and you never know when it's going to be that one time when you should have. So it's just always have a radio or anything, just in case the power goes out, that has its battery operated so you can keep in tune with that and everything. Make sure your phone is always charged. Already have a plan laid out should you need to take it, should you need to move forward with it. Because these things happen in a moment, especially at nighttime where you can't see the storm coming through. When the tornado is rain-wrapped, and it just looks like this big ball of water coming through, and you can't see the tornado inside. It can happen so quickly.
Yep. Yep. Got to be careful. All right, speaking of being careful, Vladimir Putin is running for a fifth term as Russia's president. How come this guy's still alive? Why hasn't he been arrested and on trial for war crimes? Instead, he's running for president, and if he gets it, he stays in office through 2030. A fifth term. See, they don't have any constitution. He reigns supreme. Does pretty much what he wants to as a former KGB, running KGB. They run the government like they run the KGB. So, bad Vlad is at it again. More of the same huzzarize going on in Ukraine will continue if he's still there. It's 18 after the hour here on Monday.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Just be natural. Try to roll around in it gracefully and not like a puppy.
Maria's photography studio is zooming into a flurry of projects.
Where did I put that memory card?
She needs an assistant to keep business in focus.
Hang on while I change the external flash. Oh.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on our Monday program, December the 11th. Check your calendar check your local listings for what is going to happen today in your neck of the woods to get you probably another party here and there. The sad news over the weekend in celebrity news, this is trending on the top of the list, is the passing of actor Ryan O'Neal, who died at the age of 82, the star of Paper Moon, the star of Love Story. He had a very interesting life for sure. He was a professional boxer. Well, there are a lot of things maybe that you knew about him, some that you didn't know about them, them being the various people in his family and him. So we'll talk about that after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Hollywood star Ryan O'Neal has passed away. Born in 1941, O'Neal's career as an actor spanned over 6 decades. His undeniable talent earned him both Oscar and Golden Globe nominations for his most iconic role in Love Story in 1970.
Someday you're going to have to come up with the courage to admit you care.
O'Neal's breakthrough in the industry came in 1964, following his casting in the hit primetime soap opera Peyton Place. From there, his career was a tapestry of memorable performances, from starring opposite Barbara Streisand in the 1972 comedy What's Up, Doc, to working alongside his 9-year-old daughter Tatum O'Neill in 1973's Paper Moon. He was part of an ensemble cast in 1977's epic war film A Bridge Too Far. Married twice, O'Neill had 4 children. He had a high-profile relationship with Farrah Fawcett. They were together until her passing in 2009. We remember Ryan O'Neill.
Yep, I remember him well. The soap operas that the announcer was talking about. He had an interesting life. The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis is kind of where he got started. And then, yep, Peyton Place, he was in that. And he was in Love Story. And
he was in Bones.
Wasn't he? Yeah. He was he ever married to Ally McGraw, or is that just in the movie? I think he had a couple of interesting wives, but the thing that got him the most attention was the relationship with Farrah Fawcett, and how also his relationship with his daughter Tatum. He was up and down and sideways kind of with her. I don't know, whatever happened to her? Did she just kind of like disappear? I don't know.
Farrah Fawcett?
Hear much about her. No. Tatum.
Oh, I was like, she passed. Oh, his daughter, Tatum. I think she's still acting. I do believe.
Yeah. Anyway. So, he had sons and daughters, and he has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He had the usual kind of actor's life, in a manner of speaking, up and down and sideways. I think he, because of the drugs that he got involved in, after he became successful and everybody thought he was the best-looking guy in Hollywood, it went to his head, and he got hooked on some drugs, and for a number of years he didn't act, didn't do anything, because he was just out of it. So, anyway, remembering some of the good things and some of the things about Ryan O'Neill, who has passed away. 28 past the hour now on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime. And here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in the bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. All more next time.
Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. So that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky is set to travel to the White House tomorrow. President Biden invited Zelensky for a meeting. An aid package for the country is still in limbo. Lawmakers blocking a bill to give aid to Ukraine and Israel in their wars against Russia and Hamas. Lawmakers that oppose the funding want the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border attended to before the other commitments. Zelensky will also meet with House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson while in town. Texas State Senator John Whitmire, a moderate Democrat, defeated Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee to win the election as the new mayor of Houston, Texas. The Harris County Clerk's Office showed Whitmire won against Jackson Lee by a margin of 65% to 35%, with roughly over 131,000 early votes cast. LSU's Jaden Daniels won this year's Heisman. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking his twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or not. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you'll be back.
How many different versions? And not only of this song, but of all the popular Christmas tunes, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of versions of all these good, fun Christmas tunes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the boss has a great version.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He does have. There's a lot of good Christmas stuff there from him and Clarence and Stevie Van Zandt. Yeah.
fun stuff. Treat yourself to a new Christmas album or CD every year, right? Find standards, Christmas standards by different people, and put that into the mix of the things that you listen to as you're around the house or maybe in a car, right, at work. It's fun to go into stores and hear the music. And as you're going along, singing a song.
But isn't it funny how there will be so many different renditions of the same song over and over again, but we start to gear towards our favorites. Like, of course, little baby Justin Bieber's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. His voice was so young. But I like his, what is it, the little drummer boy. He has a real, he has a fun little drummer boy.
Well, that's something to look forward to. All right, we have these we've been giving away for the past couple of weeks to dozens of people all over the country have called us at 855-999-DOUG. So we're down to a couple of CDs and a couple of LPs that are left. And I think that we've done this kind of in a willy-nilly fashion. That is, we've just said, okay, dial 855-999-DOUG, kind of like the Las Vegas the same contest, which isn't really a contest. So if you would like to have a copy of the new Trans-Siberian Orchestra CD, or you can choose an LP and become available, eligible for the drawing this week, we'll probably do this on Thursday, of the Audio-Technica stereo turntable that you can use either as a wired or wireless object. You can get, you know, just hook it up to whatever you want to hook it up to. That's the beauty of it all. So that's worth hundreds and hundreds of dollars. We'll be giving that away from the list of folks who have already won or who will win these CDs and LPs. So, and I'll maybe have a, if I have time, a quick conversation with you just to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year or Happy Holiday, whatever it is that you may be celebrating. A lot of Jewish folks are into the, is this the fourth day of Hanukkah? I think it is. So, there's that. Always something good, something to celebrate. 855-999-DOUG is the number for the CDs, and as many of these as James can handle while he's doing other things to keep the program on the air. Help yourself to that. Remembering that your most important relationship at this time of year, even though we give, right? We give and give and give and give and give. But don't give too much, because if you don't have anything to give on your own, don't have anything left, then you won't enjoy the time that you have with. It's my holiday has started this weekend with my children being here from Los Angeles, and then next week I'll go back out there. Is it next week? It is next week, right? Next week, yeah, I'll go on Tuesday, because it's Miles' birthday, and it's Christmas, and it's Megan's birthday, so all those things. I believe you have to celebrate those with the family on the day of and in person. Just gotta. It's part of the deal.
Oh, yes. More
right?
fun.
Yep. And that way, but again, remembering that you can't give what you don't have. And so you can only give so much of yourselves before you need to have a recharge. One of the things I love about the kids when they come here is they sleep. They love to just sleep. They go to bed early and they sleep, have a good night's sleep. Brendan slept, I think, 10 hours on Saturday night. Megan almost the same, because they love being here and they just kind of relax and turn it all off. And so when you're home, you have family things, children to take care of, jobs to go to. But when you go at some place special, you just turn it off. And that's, interestingly enough, that's what I feel when I go to Los Angeles. It's, I turn it off for the most part. And I'm sure you all have the same place. You can go, even if it's in your own home or your own town, you have a place you can go where you can just turn it off. And that's it's very possible. It's very important this time of year to support your own mental health and growth and that sort of thing, because you don't, as I said, your highest potential happens when you are in the best shape, mentally, spiritually, physically. So don't give it all away. Jennifer, I always talk to Jennifer about this. She spent so much time going out. I've never known anybody who spent so much time looking for gifts for people. She's so thoughtful and doesn't much, but she's, you know, you can always hear her. So I guess you're the same way. But Jennifer doesn't have a child you do. And so that takes away from your ability. That's probably, Jennifer likes to go to the store. You like to do things online, I think, Jay, as much as, I don't know that you do everything online.
It depends what it's for. Text house. Things, clothes, I like to be in person because I'm a texture person. I have to actually feel it.
Yeah, and that's important. I think how do you buy a pair of shoes online? I don't figure that, or anything. If you don't know that it fits, then why would you do it? Unless you buy the same thing over and over again and you're sure that it's all made the same way. But if you're buying new things, that's so there's so much stuff. That goes back. It's just,
if you know your full measurements and you check, if you are shopping online and you're looking for shoes, even though every place a size 9 is different across the board sometimes.
I think we've
all experienced that. But if you look at the size guide, sometimes it gives the exact measurements so you can kind of adjust.
Right. All right. So, James, who do we have from upstate New York? Here we go. 855-999-3684 for one of these CDs. Let's say hello to, I didn't hear who's there, but that's all right.
This is Ruth Lawyer from Warnerville, New York.
All right. Hi, Ruth. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm doing great now. I'm getting a CD.
Yes, you are. You want a CD instead of of the LP, right? You'd rather have a CD? Probably easier to play unless you win the turntable. Yes, very good. All right, so what do you do in Warnerville? Are you a native of that area of New York?
No, I married a man named James also, James, and he lives up here on a mountain and he likes to go hunting and I originally came from New York City, Manhattan.
Wow, this is a culture shock, right?
Right.
You go from Manhattan to the mountains. Wow, there's a trip and a half. Well,
and
I hope you...
I learned how to hunt.
You did?
Yeah.
I guess a lot of women are into that now. It depends on what you're hunting, just as much as anything else, but there's certainly a lot of stuff up there in upstate New York where you are to go around and... And it doesn't happen to be my passion, but I know people that like it.
Right. I got a nice doe once and put meat on the table.
Yeah. Well, as long as you use it for something worthwhile, that's right. Not just going out and shooting something just for the sake of shooting it.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's not good. So what are your plans for Christmas? What will you be doing and where will you be for Christmas?
I will stay local. Right today we've got at least 8 inches of snow this morning up here.
Oh, good for you. You can have it. Keep it there. We don't want
to... Very wet snow.
Yeah, you had the storm that came through from the south and moved in. Yeah, there are a lot of places that the higher elevation get a lot of snow. You'll enjoy it. Have a nice white Christmas if it sticks around. It doesn't get too warm. So that's good. All right, Ruth, hold on just a second, and we'll take care of you.
God bless you.
You're welcome, and the same to you, Ruth. Ruth Warner there with another one of the CDs from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Your shot, too. So we've got a couple of these. 855-999-DOUG in the spirit of the season, if you will. I was talking earlier in the last half hour about Vladimir Putin and his running for a fifth term. I don't often like to go back to something that I've talked about, but every once in a while when I do, I don't repeat. I just say to folks who want to hear what we talked about, you can listen to the Good Day Show all day, every day. The hours play back through the day, I think 6 times over the course of the day. So help yourself. We got a fly flying around here, Jay. There's still a few holdouts.
Just wants to listen too. Wants to see.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You've heard the expression: "If I were a fly on the wall, this fly is on the wall. He's listening to the program. He can pass it along to the other people in his family, his immediate family." Anyway, we were discussing, and you can hear this at GoodDayShow.com, our downloaded podcast, if you will. The download is tomorrow, so what we're doing today, you'll hear edited pieces of the program tomorrow, but today, through the day, you'll hear the whole show as you listen to GoodDayShow.com. So I was talking about Putin taking office. He got the Constitution changed. When he took office, the Constitution said no president could serve more than two consecutive four-year terms, same pretty much as we have here. When he left the after two terms, he was the president who came in agreed to appoint him as the prime minister so he could continue to pull his strings, even though he wasn't number one. But then after this guy left, Putin came back in. He had managed to get an amendment to the Constitution, which included changing the length of presidential terms from 4 to 6 years, effective in 2012. So he claimed the seat again then, and then he was reelected in 2018, and now the 6 years is up, so he's up again. And as I said, I don't understand why this guy is there and not in jail or not dead. Frankly, because of the atrocities, the horror show. I thought it was interesting over the weekend, he and Netanyahu had a phone conversation. Lasted about an hour, and they talked about the tension between the two countries because in the Israeli-Hamas war, Russia has been supporting Iran. Who knows? You know, they supposedly don't have any money because we've shut off most of their ways of making money. But at any rate, they talked Netanyahu. I'm not sure who originated. I think Netanyahu originated the call criticizing the cooperation between Russia and Iran. I'm surprised that Putin took the call, as a matter of fact. Netanyahu very displeased with Moscow that, you know, they've taken sides against Israel, both at the UN and helping Iran. To foment all of the mess that is in the Middle East. I think Netanyahu said that any country that would suffer a criminal terrorist attack like the one Israel experienced would act with no less force, because Putin had said, well, you're killing all these people in Gaza, hundreds and thousands of people are being killed, and Netanyahu said, huh? Basically, we didn't start this. So interesting how the world the political scene works, isn't it? Huh? 48 after the hour here.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-382-4752 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-382-4752. That's 800-382-4752. What do you have to lose? Call 800-382-4752. Again, 800-382-4752.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you. This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, 53 past the hour, Monday here in the Good Day program. Let's get into food, farm, and family time, Jay, shall we? Jay Kirshner with the Duggar focused on, actually, the first thing we can focus on is the beginning of Worldwide Food Service Safety Week. It's safety, it's Service Safety Month. Should be every day, Food Service Safety, because that rolls into some of the things we have. Without the proper handling of food in a safe environment, there are all kinds of problems that take place. And so when you, Megan and I went out to dinner last night, we had a really good fish meal, and it was fun. I said to her, yeah, most of the time I don't eat because it's yummy. I eat because I need to eat. I don't eat because it's fun. And I find myself eating the same things, and I find myself really bored. Do you ever get that way, Jay? The same stuff.
I do not. No. Okay. For me, eating is a luxury, and I take great joy in it.
Ah, good for you. Well, that's if you have something good to eat, though, right? If you have, how do you prepare or get stuff? Is everything that you eat yummy?
Mm-hmm. It is delicious. Is it? Otherwise, I wouldn't eat it. I am that person that if I am at somebody's house and they are feeding me something and it's something I don't eat, I will not eat it just to appease them. I will not willingly put something in my body that I don't want to put in my body.
Huh. Good. Well, how do you talk
to
me
around? Some may think it's rude.
You? Yeah.
No. Simple no thank you.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
No thank you.
No thanks.
All right.
Yeah. I'll be fine. Anyway, so one of the things that happens that's a focus of Worldwide Food Service Safety Month, Week, Day,
is to think about what it is, whether you're eating at home, you're cooking and preparing the food yourself, or you're going to a restaurant or a cafeteria or a diner. I love diners. Or maybe to a grill, all these places. What is it that really, this is food for thought, pardon the pun. What really excites your taste buds? Jay, you're telling me you don't eat anything that doesn't excite your taste buds. That's what it sort of sounds like, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like if I don't eat red meat, if I go somewhere and they serve me red meat, I'll just eat the sides or I'll eat around it. I won't eat the red meat.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I think a lot of times when it comes to a sweet versus savory, I definitely have a savory tooth. I prefer savory and salty over sweet any day of the week.
Hmm. Well, and some of this stuff... I grew up in an era when preserving food, we took stuff from the garden, the farms that I grew up on, the folks who were the lady of the house, if you will, the expectation was that she would take the grapes and make grape jelly and take some of the lady was talking about hunting venison and prepare that as steaks and stuff. All that stuff goes into the freezer, the big gardens and everything that can be canned or smoked. That kind of stuff. You got that goes back, by the way, to the Romans and the Egyptians who started doing that. And, you know, when for example, the Mayflower came over here, all of the food that they had that was perishable was in big 55 those wooden barrels with salt. That's how they preserved this stuff. And sometimes that worked well, sometimes it didn't. And if it didn't work well, people got sick and died. And there are those sorts of things that have happened all through the course of time. People have not been able to understand the science. And today, we obviously still have the same problem because here's another recall. This is a chicken recall. This is part of the same thing that I'm talking about. Over the years, how have we preserved food? We certainly have the technology to do it right, but is it done right? No. Thousands of pounds of ready-to-eat chicken have been recalled over the weekend for fear that it may not be prepared. It isn't cooked well enough. This is the real danger with almost anything today. Pre-cooked grilled chicken breasts that come from Wayne Farms, which is an outfit down in Alabama. They've been recalled. The problem that they have was uncovered with somebody who bought it complained that the product appeared to be undercooked. Gross. Nothing worse than undercooked chicken. Yeah. Plus, it's not healthy because you never know what's in the damn stuff. Same for not just chicken, but anything. You just have to cook it through and through and through. So if you buy stuff that is supposedly prepared, like I buy from time to time fish that's prepared, I just put it in the oven anyway and grill it. And it may be a little tough, but I'm sure that it's cooked. Right? Yeah, that's what we're talking about here.
And a lot of times people buy this for convenience, but not just because, not inconvenience in the sense of like, oh, people are lazy, but there are a lot of things that people have to do nowadays that they just, you don't have a lot of time to eat healthy. So if you can buy something that is pre-cooked and it's healthy, like chicken breasts, you expect it to be done properly.
So what's been recalled? Chef's Line Fire Grilled Chicken Breasts. Bring them back to the store and get your money back. But chicken in general, man, don't mess with that stuff. Okay, Food Farm Family, 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.